Support for The Stranger comes from the Triple Door Musiquarium Lounge. Enjoy happy hour specials daily, set to the beat of a live band, Wednesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. To view the menu and calendar listings, visit thetripledoor.net.
Hey everybody, welcome to Setlist. I'm Megan Sealing.
I'm Ari Spool.
We have a special show for you this week. Usually we run through the upcoming shows, play some bands that are playing around town from the band's pages. But we're going to focus on this week's paper because this week's paper is pretty incredible. It's the Musicians Directory. Over 700 local bands signed up
Holy crap, featured
in this. And it's a big pullout so you can keep it, you know, for years to come. Contact information. The bands were allowed 25 words to describe themselves or say how you contact them. There's some really funny descriptions in there, too, which is great. But there are also, there's also a feature on the Young Ones, which is exciting. Eight local bands that the Stranger's Music Department think are going to have huge years in 2008. And so we're going to play some of those for you today. And
we're going to play a couple things that are playing this week.
Right. It's kind of a mix mash of shows and then stuff that's in the paper.
We're just bringing it real. That's all.
Is that how we're doing it?
Yeah, we're bringing it real.
Bringing it real. Mm-hmm. So we should break into it. The first song we're going to play is by a band called The Prions. They're a local band. I picked this song. They're playing Cafe Venus on Friday with Heart in the Hurricane. So that's, you know, reason enough to play them, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I picked this specific song because it's about the Karate Kid.
The movie.
The Karate
Not
Kid.
An actual
no,
karate
it's
child.
Conflict of the Cobra Kai is, I wish it was. Conflict of the Cobra Kai is the name of the song. And, you know, he talks about sweeping the lake. He talks about how there's no fear in the dojo. He talks about playing soccer on the beach and getting the boombox stolen.
The Karate Kid is rife with song lyric material, I believe.
It's so great. And so, so the Prions took full advantage of that situation. The inspiration that it brings the world. And this is the song Conflict of the Cobra Kai by the Prions.
Thank you.
was the Pterodactyls. The song is called Devices. They're playing at the Vera Project.
Yeah, it's going to be on Friday.
You're excited about this specific show.
Oh, yes.
Because it's the Powerful Powers All Ages CD release.
He's on the cover of the paper this week. It's pretty funny.
It's a great picture. Like, the low angle with the big shadow behind.
The green.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that color.
But Powerful Powers record is finally coming out.
Woo!
And it's very exciting. He has a CD release show at the Vera Project. It's an All Ages one, obviously. And it's on Friday. The Pterodactyls are going to be opening, along with Shane Tutmark, too. Is that all who's on the bill?
I think it's just Shane Tutmark and his Traveling Mercies.
Right, his Traveling Mercies.
You better not forget his Traveling Mercies.
And then the Pterodactyls.
Yes.
But that's hell of a show. That song I love, Devices, it's a cute little duet, but it has a kazoo solo.
And you guys should remember, if you like this song and you want to check out more about Pterodactyls, we have a video from when they played live on Setlist on our video page at thestranger.com. We also have that episode when they play live, and you can just go check that out.
And they have a cute little red piano that's toy piano.
Everything about them is so adorable.
It's true. So we should talk about Kaz a little bit more, because he is one of this year's young ones.
Mm-hmm.
2008, he just released a record.
Mm-hmm.
He just went on tour, and he is back in town for like 5 days
His
or something.
His insurance commercial
Then he's going back on tour, yeah. And then the insurance commercial.
he's releasing another record on a different label.
He's a busy boy.
He's out of control.
But he has really great songs, really great songwriting.
Because he doesn't have a job.
So he can dedicate all of his time to it. So we should play something by Kaz. This song is called It's Okay. It's on his new debut self-titled album. It's out on Slender Mean Society Recordings. And it's super cute. And he's a young one. And so he's going to have a huge year, we predict. And so
definitely.
Here's Kaz. It's Okay.
It's okay to be yourself. It's okay to be yourself, because you are you. Because you are you. You are not less than you. You are not more than you. Because you are you. Because you are you. It's okay to be yourself. It's okay to be yourself. You're not less than you. You're not more than you. It's not about numbers, it's all about you. It's all about you. It's okay to be yourself. It's okay to release your powerful power, 'cause it feels good to be you. We'll be right back.
was Eyes Spliced Open. The band's called Sleepy Eyes of Death.
Woohoo!
Guess what? Another young one.
I love this band.
Surprised by that.
It's called a transition. I love this band so much, and we've mm-hmm. talked about them on Setlist before, so we don't have to go into it. But they're fantastic live. But their songs recorded are really, really great too. They have that record they put out late last year. Eyes Spliced Open is on it. It's just, they're such a fantastic band.
They have a light show.
They do. They have a light show. They have fog machines. They have a plethora of keyboards and synthesizers. Like, they're half robot, half band. And they're really fucking fantastic. So,
I would say that if the young ones were all colors, Sleepy Eyes of Death would be blue.
Really?
Yes.
I would think that they would be all the colors.
Well, I mean, they each have to be one color. And I see Sleepy Eyes of Death as being blue.
Why?
I think the Moondoggies, who are the next band,
uh-huh.
I think they might be orange.
See, I think they'd be green. I'd say the Moondoggies are green.
You think they're green?
Yeah.
I kind of think Cause is green. I kind of think
Power Cause is orange.
This is a terrible discussion.
The Moondoggies, another young one.
Damn, home and country.
So we're going to, both Sleepy Eyes and the Moondoggies have more songs than what we're playing here on the Strangers Bands pages. So you can log on, you can search for their name, you can hear the other songs that they have available. But this is my personal favorite Moondoggy song that they have posted. It's called Keeper on the Line.
Oh, other side of my mind. In the best that all I have, I let my heart grow tired of it all.
She comes around to my house to stay.
Talking Eagles. The song is called Baby, I'm Coming Home. They're playing Saturday night at the Tractor. They are not a young one.
No.
Still a great local band, though. Totally, like, hands in the air, revival rock and roll
stuff. Totally.
Mark Pickerel and his Praying Hands are playing that show as well. Saturday night at the Tractor.
I believe that is the CD release for Mark Pickerel and his
Praying Hands. Yes. And they're headlining.
And also for Star Anna, who is another, like, up-and-coming singer-songwriter.
Who also has a band's page, I believe.
I believe so.
So you can go listen to her.
Totes bra.
Totes bra. Before that, Throw Me the Statue, Lolita, another one of the young ones.
Mm-hmm.
So Sleepy Eyes of Death, Moondoggies, Throw Me the Statue, Powerful Power. You just heard those four songs, and they're all young ones. And if you like what you heard, log on, obviously. And then just keep an eye on them.
I think Throw Me the Statue is kind of fuchsia.
I could see that.
I think that
we're back. You admitted that the color thing was sort of a stupid conversation, and now you're back on it.
But I'm trying. I don't know. Now I'm. I get stuck very easily in terrible ruts.
the color.
Like
rut.
My career.
You could also log on to www.thestranger.com/youngones, and MP3s for all of the bands, write-ups for all of the bands are there. And then if you go to Stranger's music page, which is just thestranger.com/music, we're so clever.
Music.
You can find the Young Ones feature through that, and they're a great write-up. So we interviewed all of the bands, talked to them about what 2008 brings, told you why they're amazing.
If you missed the show, which you shouldn't
have done. Thursday night at Numo's.
There will be video on Lineout, lineout.thestranger.com.
Right.
See, clever again. and there's going to be all sorts of fun stuff. You guys should really check out all these Young Ones bands, because they're going to kill you.
They're
with
so
pleasure.
It's true. They put on really fantastic live shows. Mm-hmm. And we expect big things from them.
Yeah, we didn't fuck around in picking these. These are good bands.
It was a long process to get to them, too. Like, there were many meetings involved, a lot of brainstorming, a lot of list crossing offing. That's not a right. Anyway, we should close it up. Setlist at thestranger.com if you want to email us and tell us that we're awesome.
Which you should do.
Yeah, totally. And then, you know,
we'll
lineout.thestranger.com has show reviews, has, you know, band interviews. Trent Mormon is often doing polls about which rock star you would eat in a plane crash.
Ben Gibbard would be delicious.
I totally thought that Dave Matthews was going to take that.
No, God, he's going to taste like weirdly herbal.
That's, yeah, I guess. I was just thinking about it more and, like, who would you want around the least amount of time?
Dude, Ben Gibbard totally, like, eats barbecue and will, like, have barbecue sauce in his gut. And
yeah.
I don't know. I really feel like he would be delicately flavored.
That's sort of what everybody else is thinking, you know? He's the perfect, perfect position to taste delicious.
Umami.
So we should wrap things up with the band of the week, as we do every week. This week, it's 13th Grade is the name of the band. I discovered them. They were one of the random MP3s for the week on Line Out, or for the day on Line Out. 3 p.m. MP3, get it? Because it's, right. but every day I post an MP3 from the Strangers Bands page. 13th Grade was one of them. I decided to make them Band of the Week. They have this whole shtick of being at 13th grade. Like, they sing about homeroom. They sing about art class. They sing about smoking joints under the bleachers and passing notes. And
naughty schoolgirls.
Right. It's really weird and it's fun, but it's kind of confusing at the same time. I'd love to hear what you guys think. But this is 13th grade, and the song is called Homeroom. And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.